was going away. Now that I'm free, I'm lonesome and blue. I just can't forget all the love that we knew. I let someone's kiss lead my
you to this week's edition of Manning the Console. We're purging the library before we turn over to 2020, so that's one of the CDs that we actually have for sale on eBay. And Discogs is the name of the other site. Anyway, Lonesome Standard Time featuring some just incredible artists. It's got Larry Cordell, Glenn Duncan, Billy Rose, let's see, Butch Baldessari, and Larry Perkins on it. And it's on Sugar Hill, the Sugar Hill label. And that was I'm Lonesome and Blue, I believe it was. Yeah, that was it. Anyway, look that up if you'd like. But anyway, this is Manning the Console. I try to do this every Thursday. So with all the goings on and the holiday season, it skipped me right over to Saturday morning. This is December the 28th of 2019, winding out the year. But anyway, Lonesome Standard Time, this particular project, the title of it's Mighty Lonesome, is released, appears, at least the dates that I have, back in 1993. And anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. It's some of the, you know, I guess you might say the modern times authentic bluegrass. And when I say modern times, I mean not back in the Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers era. But anyway, old Larry does some fantastic singing, features some of his best tunes on this project. It's called Mighty Lonesome, and we'll continue on. Here's one called Sugar in the Gourd. listening to Lonesome Standard Time, and featuring Larry Cordell and Glenn Duncan and others. And that's going to be our artist spotlight guest for the week of December 30th through January 3rd. How about that? Breaking right over into the new year. Anyway, here's another one off this project. This one's called Lonesome For You.
Can't say a whippoorwill makes me blue. It takes more than the sound of a greyhound leaving town to break this old boy's heart in two. And I can't say them old sad songs on the jukebox are causing me to cry in the beer. The only time they do is when I've had a few, or when I'm feeling lonesome for you. There's an old hound dog on the hill behind the house. He set up shop and howling at the moon. I can tell by his whine that his heart's been broken too. He lonesome like I'm lonesome for you. Makes me lonesome. I can't say a whippoorwill makes me blue. The only time they do is when I've had a few. Oh, when I'm feeling lonesome for you. Hey, the only time they do is when I've had a few. Oh, when I'm feeling lonesome for you.
Lonesome for you. Here we go with the bigger fool, the harder the fall.
Her long legs look like trouble as she sashayed through the door. And my mind flashed a warning sign that I chose to ignore. For the prize I thought that I could win, the risk seemed mighty small. The bigger the fool, oh, my passion has a price. For under all that beauty beat a heart that was made of ice. God knows, as far as I could tell, she didn't have a flaw. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall. The warmer the kiss,
the warmer the kiss,
the softer the skin,
the softer the skin,
the sweeter the love, the more bitter the end. One lesson I've learned that applies to all. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall. Loving me, the next day she was gone, and I became another verse to a lonesome heartbreak song. Now that I've learned to face the truth, the words stick in my craw. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall. The warmer the kid.
The warmer the kid.
The softer the skin.
The softer the skin.
The sweeter the love, the more bitter the end. One lesson I've learned that applies to all. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall. That applies to all. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall.
Listening to Lonesome Standard Time there, the Artist Spotlight for December the 30th through January the 3rd. Hopefully you're enjoying the program. This group features Larry Cordell, Glenn Duncan, Billy Rose, Butch Baldessari, and Larry Perkins on banjo. Dates back to 1993, and we're purging the library. That basically means we're pulling the CDs down off the shelves that we've had some of them for years and years, and we're passing them on to the consumer. I'm going all digital. I'm not going away. I'm just going all digital. Everything's going to be on hard drives and external hard drives. And anyway, that's going to free up a lot of space. I think I've got well over 1,000 CDs that's been sent in over the years, And about every couple of years, I do what I call purging the library. And this week's, or this year, the end of the year, when I started doing it, it's just been, you might say, successful. I ran across a lot of stuff I just totally forgot about having. When you got close to 1,000 CDs, I guess that's inevitable that that's going to happen. Anyway, that was I'm Lonesome Without You from the CD Mighty Lonesome from back in 1993. I believe the copy I have is a reissue. But anyway, before that we had The Bigger the Fool, The Harder the Fall. A lot of these Larry Cordles just kept around for a long time, and they're just really fine, fine tunes. Lonesome for You before that was the name of the tune. That was track four, and of course, let's mention again the wonderful instrumental featuring the wonderful fiddle works of Glenn Duncan, which that fellow's played with a lot of folks. Got to see him in person finally a few years back. He was playing fiddle for Vince Gill in his bluegrass extravaganza that he has each year at the Ryman Auditorium. And anyway, Larry Cordle is just a fantastic, and Glenn Duncan, all those fellows are just fantastic artists, musicians, and we want to keep it going. Here's one that's just a beautiful tune. I've heard it many times. You probably have too. It's called Heaven's Green Fields.
My mother, I knew that she didn't have long. When I started to cry, she smiled with her eyes and said, "Honey, I'm just moving on to heaven's green fields, waiting for me in heaven's green fields, barefoot and free. I'll run to the arms of my family in rapture revealed. Oh, I cannot wait to shed my distress and lay my cheek on my dear Savior's breast. In the warmth of His love forever I'll rest in heaven's green fields." Stood by that mountain of flowers in the midst of a garden of stone. Took a rose in my hand and spoke to the wind and said, "Mama, I'll soon be along to heaven's green fields. They're waiting for me in heaven's green fields, barefoot and free. I'll run to the arms of my family in rapture revealed. Oh, I cannot wait to shed my distress and lay my cheek on my dear Savior's breast. In the warmth of His love forever I'll rest in heaven's green fields. In the warmth of His love forever I'll rest in heaven's green fields, heaven's green fields."
That's one great tune, Heaven's Green Fields. And once again, we're listening to the 1993 release. It's called Mighty Lonesome. Features some just incredible songwriters, musicians. Here's another one off of that same project. This one's called Kentucky Thunder.
Daniel Boone cut his way into Kentucky. The Indians call that place the dark and bloody ground. They opened up the wilderness with courage and celebrated with an old hold down. I grew
grew up in the shadow of the mountains, where the creeks ran clear and the nine-pound hammer swung. My folks taught me to have pride in old Kentucky, and it welds inside me every time I sang. I hear the sound of horses in a cornet field, mountain fuse, bluegrass music, that's Kentucky thunder. I hear the rumble from the mines, up dark hollers the moon still shines, sweet Kentucky girls are still a wonder. Lord, and when I die, that's where I won't lie, until old Gabriel blows his final number. Kentucky Thunder! It carried me far away from that old home place, but the roots always run to that rock and soul. Cause you can take the boy from old Kentucky, but you can't take old Kentucky from the boy. I hear the sound of horses' hooves, a cornet field, mountain fuse, the grass music, that's Kentucky thunder. I hear the rumble from the mines, up dark hollers the moon still shines, sweet Kentucky girls are still a wonder. Number, and it rolls across the skyline, Kentucky Thunder, Kentucky Thunder, Kentucky Thunder, Kentucky Thunder.
Must keep our love a secret, it would break another's heart. For the one who wears my wedding ring, we vowed we'd never part. But since I've met you, darling, my love for her has died. My heart is free to love you, but darling, my hands are tied. My hands are tied to the one who bears my name. And if I ever left her, it would bring her soul. But dear, what can I do? She's faithful and a good wife, but my love for her has died. My heart is free to love you, but darling, my hands are tied. My hands are tied
but darling, my hands are tied. My heart is free to love you, but darling, my hands are tied.
From an old bass player to another, that's some really good work, in my opinion. And the guy playing bass on this project is Billy Rose, and exceptional, really good clean stuff. Got another one coming up. This is a real favorite tune at a lot of festivals, I've been told by Larry. This one's a really good tune. A lot of folks love it. It's called Bandit. Fade out. We're listening to the CD Mighty Lonesome by the Lonesome Standard Time Bluegrass Band. Got some awesome musicians, songwriters, vocalists. It's got Larry Cordell, Glenn Duncan, Billy Rose, Butch Baldessari, and Larry Perkins in the band. And boy, I tell you what, 1993, isn't that great? Still just as fresh as ever. That was Bandit. That's according to Larry, that's one of the favorites at festivals and such. People just really go nuts over it. Anyway, here's another one off of this same project. This one's called Whistle Stop Willie.
He said once he was a Wall Street broker, just a legal game of high stakes poker, where love and fortune both are lost, and the dollar bill was boss. In his former life, his heart was battered, fighting for a grip on the corporate ladder, and watching his back in a hostile crowd in a 50-story madhouse. So one day he just dropped out. He figured his hand fit an old tin can better than the barrel of a fountain pen. Whistle Stop Willie left his high-rise prison for the open road. Whistle Stop Willie,
just lives to see where the highway goes.
With a knapsack for his pillow, a bed of grass to call his own.
Whistle stop, Willie feels right at home.
I don't know how he got his handle, but his name is known. From Maine to Seattle, and Willie's touched a lot of hearts, especially around these parts. And he's brought smiles to children's faces in a thousand little one-horse places. The love he shares when he's passing through makes him one of the chosen few.
Maybe you know him too.
He never regrets what he left behind. For all that he gained in peace of mind.
Whistle stop, Willie left his high-rise prison for the open road.
Whistle stop, Willie
just loves to see where the highway goes.
The day he gave up chasing impossible rainbows,
whistle stop, Willie
found a pot of gold.
Whistle stop, Willie.
Willie found a pot of gold.
Super old ballad, Whistle Stop Willie. That's a Lonesome Standard Time. And we're listening to the 1993 release, Mighty Lonesome, for your artist spotlight tunes this week and producers of. Here's one coming up. Let's see. We're getting down to the end. How about that? Of this CD, that is. This one is off that same project, Mighty Lonesome. Let's see. I need to do just a wee bit of work on it before we bring this one up. Somehow I've missed tagging this one correctly. Anyway, this one's, let's see if it tells what track this is. Track 11. Off this project, and let me go ahead and roll it, and I'll try to fix the issue here in a little bit. Anyway, this one's called The Sweetest Love.
There's a story of two childhood sweethearts and the love that we share. Darling, true love was too sweet to last. I remember that night in the moonlight when you said that you found someone new. Do you realize the heartache you caused me? Don't you know that my love was true?
Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love was too sweet to last.
sea of grief, wandering back to the place of childhood and the woman that I've always loved the best. Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to last.
All right, Lonesome Standard Time, the sweetest love is the name of the tune. And, boy, this has got some incredible tunes on it. Mighty Lonesome is the name of the CD from back in 1993. I believe this is on. Let me double-check before I say it. Yeah, Sugar Hill Records label. And, boy, they've been awesome to the studio, and I appreciate those fine folks. And, obviously, they're great to work with because they produce some fantastic music. Anyway, here's the final tune for this week's Artist Spotlight. We're looking back just a few years at some of the best tunes on the planet, some of the best pickers and songwriters anywhere. And anyway, some fine tunes. Anyway, we want to tell you we appreciate you so much for listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass and the SBB Radio Network. Great friends and family collection of music and programs on this station. We appreciate all the program providers. Been just incredible to us this past year, and really look forward to a fantastic 2020. Here's the final tune for today on this week's Artist Spotlight, Lonesome Standard Time with The Tracks We Leave.
When I was a kid, not more than 10, I loved to follow my daddy around. My legs were too short, but I tried to step in the tracks that he left on the ground. The steps that he took were right from the book. His reputation spoke for itself. And now that I'm grown with kids of my own, I'm thankful for the path that he left. The tracks that we leave for others to see, they follow us all of our lives. Don't live to regret the example you set for us to follow behind. Now I'd have to say I've made some mistakes. Sometimes I've strayed from the straight narrow line. But the older I get, the more I'm aware of the footprints I'm leaving behind. The tracks that they follow us all.